This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast is now on YouTube. Go on YouTube and search Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast and click that subscribe button to never miss an episode. Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. I am one of your hosts, Wrestling Chris G, and traveling back in time with me this week is my good old co-host, coming back from the future. It's good old Dougie Fresh. Dougie Man, how you doing?
Great couple of movies.
Yes.
I'm good. I'm excited to be taking this trip back.
It's weird.
Kind of a weird kind of non-episode.
this is literally a kind of nothing episode. Like they could have done without this episode and nobody would have known anything.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, it's okay, but again, it's this is as filler can get on a holiday, and which is when they freaking premiered this damn episode.
Right.
they thought they're sneaky, Doug. They're sneaky.
They thought so, but they were also trying to scramble.
Yeah. So the story behind this, and you probably heard a little bit of a snippet of this last week, but if you haven't listened to last week's episode, the story behind Snow Way Out, which is what we're doing today, episode 66 in the Pokemon episode log. This episode was to premiere two episodes after the Cyber Soldier Porygon episode. But if you know anything about that episode, we did a full review on it, and that episode was actually back in episode 38. So if you want to take a listen to that, go back to episode 38 and it's there. But after all the controversy in Japan, they scrapped this episode from premiering right away, Doug.
Yeah, so it was supposed to be holiday hijinks, Snow Way Out. And it was supposed to go Battling Eevee Brothers, Wake Up Snorlax, Showdown in Dark City.
And so on and so far.
Executors, yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah. So basically copy and paste this episode two episodes after Cyber Soldier Porygon. Or for all of our smart marks out there, they can listen to Cyber Soldier Porygon, come down and listen to these two episodes and go back and start listening to the rest in order if you want to listen to it the proper way. So,
or you could just listen to it like we give you and just be happy. Just be happy little people clicking the link and the like and the subscribe and all that stuff.
I mean, because we're putting in work, bro. Like an episode on Tuesday and an episode on Friday. I mean, we fucking love our audience.
Even when you completely forget about the episode on Tuesday.
Hey, now, I didn't forget to upload it. I forgot to put the description in.
No, you forgot it. Drop. Don't lie to the people.
I'm still not you. It's the first Tuesday. So, funny story, everybody.
But aren't you subscribed?
What's up?
Aren't you subscribed?
Yes, I'm subscribed to our show. But I did not go on and listen to any podcast. Actually, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's a lie, because I went on and listened to Wrestling Observer today.
That's a damn lie.
So, my bad. So, funny story, everybody. So, Today is the first Tuesday that our black and white episodes are starting to drop. We are recording this September 7th, 2021. And on the episodes that I have for the descriptions, I uploaded a lot of episodes because with the past few weeks, me and Doug have been putting in some work on these damn episodes, and I just haven't written any descriptions for them yet. So the way that Anchor is you can upload the episode, but you need a description in order to save the file. So I put for all of the episodes coming soon.
Oh, okay. Well, that does make sense. Cause I was like, there's no way he would have just put that and just left. Okay. That makes sense.
So I uploaded all of our backlog that you are comfortably listening to today. And the episode dropped without me putting the description up. It was up on freaking Patreon, which is how I was able to copy and paste, but I just didn't transfer it over to Anchor. And yeah, so as of now, that description should be updated. But I mean, as you're listening to this, you're probably just sitting here like, well, it's been a couple months now. So
it's been a couple months. That was
a while ago.
It was a while ago. That's been fixed.
So yeah. How are you doing, Doug? I feel like we can kind of jibber jab just a little bit. Peek behind the curtain. We're only doing one episode tonight. So, yeah, it's been a crazy few weeks. Our movie dropped. Huge success.
Yes. Happy about that.
Yes. So thank you to everybody that has listened to Pokemon the first movie. I know it's been out for quite some time from you listening to this, but as of today, it's been out for 2 weeks. We took a 1 week break in between, and we actually took that week break and we didn't record any podcasts at all as during that time. So there was no Pokemon for an entire week, Doug. I mean, how did it feel to step away from the microphone for a week?
Felt fine. I had some stuff I had to catch up on, so it was nice to, and we only did it because we had the backlog is the only reason, you know, because we're up until what, you know, October.
Yeah, I think we're close to November now
at this point.
Yeah. So, I believe the episode we're recording today is dropping in November, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how far. We're almost at the end of the year, Doug.
Got any plans for Thanksgiving?
I actually have the same plans every year. I go and visit my grandmother, who lives in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And from there, we see her in the morning and afternoon. And then we come back and we finish off in the evening with my in-laws. So it's a full day, a lot of driving.
Yeah.
But it's well worth it. It's something I look forward to every single year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how about you, Doug?
Anything? Don't know yet.
You don't have the same plans each year?
No, unfortunately.
It's another family member's house. I don't like these people, but I'm going to go there and smile. Hi, I missed you. No, I didn't.
Food's good. That's...
You know, one of these days, me and you, we're going to have to be in the same location on a Thanksgiving. I think that's long awaited. I think we should be together on a Thanksgiving one of these days. Not this year, but coming soon.
Oh, well, to heck with you.
Well, I already have my plans this year, so it would be hard to take you up to Wisconsin or to meet up with you back at my in-laws, depending on what time I'm getting back.
The in-laws would let me in.
Oh, I know they would. They let you in, give you a beer, and just say, Doug! My family loves you.
Yep.
So,
but
yeah, we took a week away, but we're back. you're listening to us. We rambled. We had a very, very successful wrestling weekend. The most wrestling shows that I have been to in a 2-week span, Doug. I've been to 3 wrestling shows, and you have 2 in a 2-week span.
Yeah, but and it's that third one that's put it over. But
such
yeah,
a great show.
I've never been to so many in such close, you know, bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, and what we're talking about, everyone, is we went to AEW All Out, and we were there for the wrestling fans that are listening to this. We went to see CM Punk on his great return to the wrestling world. I brought my son to Dynamite here in Illinois. You and C-Note went to Rampage that following Friday, and then we all got together and went to All Out.
Yes.
Yes. Great show. So, and one that's down in the history books, as Tony Khan said, as the most watched pay-per-view in AEW history, is what he says.
I would imagine, and you know, you had asked me earlier if they were going to get, you know, 100,000 buys on pay-per-view, not knowing that they already hit 200,000.
Yes. So this pay-per-view must have done extremely well, well over the 200,000, which Vince must be pulling his hair so bad that he wasn't even at Raw this week, Doug.
I honestly don't think he cares. I think he might have gotten Cliff Notes, and he might know that Daniel Bryan debuted. He probably doesn't know about Adam Cole or
I'm care. Sure he knows about Adam Cole. I mean, you don't think so? That's a big name.
I think if he squints, he goes, is that Shawn Michaels in 1995?
For real. Oh, shit. Now I'm not going to get that image out of my head. Thank you, Doug.
Yeah. So when exactly is this episode going out?
This episode, Snow Way Out, is actually going out. Let's see.
Because I'm curious.
Is 66. So this one is scheduled for October 22nd. Give me 1 second. I'll have that exact date for you. And this is 4 episodes later. 1, 2, let's see, 3. It's November 19th.
So the fine people have actually already seen Full Gear.
Yes. Yes, they have.
So, you know, no spoilers.
That's crazy. We just had All Out this past weekend, and by the time this episode goes out, the next AEW pay-per-view is coming out. That is nuts.
No, it's past. Full Gear's on the 13th.
Yeah, no, I said it's done. It's past. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, actually, at this point, if all goes to plan, you're this much closer to going back to you're going back to a show if yeah. All falls into place.
Yeah, my son's already asking. He's sitting there saying, "Can we please go to another AEW show?" And I looked at him today and I was like, boy, you just went to 2 shows. I was like, get out of here.
You're gonna have to shell out for a pay-per-view ticket, possibly next year.
I think so. I think that's coming. He's gonna want to go because he was kind of frustrated he couldn't go to All Out this year.
Yeah.
So God only knows what's gonna happen next year, but all right, everybody. But as I've stated before, today's episode is episode 66. It is called Snow Way Out, or translated from Japanese, I work as a bivouac. B-I-V-O-U-A-C.
I don't think that's English.
Yeah, it's not. So that's the best that I can say it. I'm sorry. It'll be in the description, everybody. But this episode premiered October 5th, 1998, And here in the States, it premiered December 18th, 1999. It was a around a Christmas episode because they kind of took a break after this episode. Did they take a break? Hold on. This is really weird, a really weird timeline. Let's see. Yes, they did. Yes, because the next episode after this one was January 8th of 2000. Wow. That's,
there you go.
That's crazy. Okay, so yes, this was the last episode of Pokemon around this time that this premiered. But Doug, my date this week is from 1963. Are you going first or are you going second this week?
I am going first.
All right.
Mine is from 1917.
Okay.
On this day, the 18th Amendment of the United States Constitution authorizing the prohibition of alcohol is approved by the Congress and is sent to the states for ratification. So
alcohol became illegal? I mean what was illegal up until today?
Well, the process of it becoming illegal was started on this date.
Oh, gotcha.
It wasn't officially accepted until January 16th of 1919.
Oh, okay.
And then it actually wasn't passed, or wasn't repealed, I should say, until 1933, if you believe that.
Holy crap. So you're telling me that it was hard to get alcohol during this time period, or it was just illegal and you're not supposed to drink it, but I'm sure a lot of people were drinking this stuff.
Oh yeah. I mean, illegal is the key word, but I mean, there was underground gin joints and speakeasies. And if you knew where to go and you knew the right people, you could find a hookup relatively easily. You just had to be hush hush about it.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's a good history moment. So on mine, fast forward to 1963, the film The Pink Panther, starring Peter Sellers and David Niven, premiered on this day.
And then, the original.
Yes, the original. And then coming off of that, 1 year later to the date, on December 18th, 1964, the cartoon series The Pink Panther premiered with the episode called Pink Fink, Doug.
Ah, that was a pilot. Very nice.
Yes. So it was 1 year after another, huge success with the movie. And of course, with the success of the movie, let's go ahead and get the kids hooked on it as well. So it was
nice. Well, that is kind of cool that they were a year apart like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, you know, talk about, like, not quite instant gratification, but, like, you had to figure by the time the movie's in theaters, they're at least talking about the cartoon.
So, with the production of cartoons back then, how long do you think it really took to really make the cartoon? Because they did a lot of repeats on, like, screen shares and, like, running the same, like, if someone's running the same two clips back to back, making it seem like they're just running and running and running.
Well, it's definitely not as simple as today.
No.
I mean, obviously everything today.
Everybody can make a cartoon.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, and that's not a slight to animators that are listening out there, or discouragement towards aspiring animators that are listening, but it is a very simplified process now.
Yes. So, all right. Well, those are the dates for this week, Doug. Are you ready to jump on into this week's episode?
I definitely am.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and pull open this thing. Oh, let's you do you want a motherfuck Pokemon real quick about how they put the black and white up, Doug?
Yeah, I just think I mean, I'm going to choose not to use those exact words on account of, you know, karma. But I just think it's awful convenient that 6 episodes into us starting the black and white series, Pokemon.com, the fine, fabulous, wonderful service that we're using to watch today's episode, decides to upload the entirety of season 14, which means going forward, the next time we boot up a black and white episode, we will be able to use subtitles and we won't have to rely on turning the volume down to just a whisper. And ridiculous.
Oh man, as soon as I told you, you're like, wait a minute, when? I was like, apparently today.
Yeah, I don't know about today, but it had to have been recent
because it's headlined on there. So
let me put it to you this way, it definitely wasn't there when we started the first 2 episodes.
Heck no.
It wasn't there, so I don't know. It had to have been within that window that we didn't record or we started doing Kanto episodes again.
So, all right. So, here we go. So, we start this week in a weird way because we're already into the session of Pokemon where Ash has all of his gym badges. But in this episode, as we stated, we're going back in time and Ash is on his way to some town. It doesn't really say what town that they're on their way to.
No, it doesn't, does it?
No. But they're walking on their journey and then they come to a fork in the road. And of course, at this moment, Ash is like, I say we go this way. And he points to the left. And Brock is like, well, that says that there's a mountain over there. So I think we should go this way. And Missy's like, yeah, let's go this way. Because I don't really want to hike up a mountain. And Ash is determined on going up this mountain, Doug.
Yeah, he said, oh, who's afraid of a little hill? He's freaking big dick energy just... Ah, oh, we can do it. And then, you know, he walks away with his hands on his head. He calls Pikachu Peek, which doesn't work as a nickname.
No.
Just throwing that out there. And then as he's walking away, we get the title card of Snow Way Out.
Yes.
And then we are immediately, and I mean immediately, thrown into just a snow-covered pathway.
Is this not weird?
It's extremely weird because they are not dressed for it.
No.
You know, you could make an argument that Ash at least has a coat on, but Misty's got, you know, a little belly shirt and her suspenders. Brock's at least got a puffer jacket on.
Yes.
But he's got a short sleeve shirt under that.
So we get here. And Brock immediately says, we're going to need a sky lift to get up this hill. And Misty's like, I'm not up for climbing this thing. And Ash is like, well, a Pokemon master never steps away from a challenge. I say we continue up.
And I'm not going to let a little pile of snow stop. It's just big dick energy just out of nowhere.
So I was flabbergasted during this. I'm like, okay, well, I guess.
Yeah, and then, you know, they're not wearing boots.
No.
They're not wearing gloves. Ash's ears are all in the elements. You know, and
oh, he has long hair.
Yeah, but his ears are fully exposed.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
You know, so they're just trudging up this mountain. Misty and Brock have blankets out of nowhere. I mean, you could say, oh, they had them in their backpacks, and they probably did.
How much stuff do they carry in these backpacks? Apparently, they got a stove. They got
pots and pans.
They got clothes. Their underwear. These freaking blankets. I mean, they must have their whole lives in these small little backpacks, and they need to show me how to fit stuff onto that, because I definitely need help when it comes to putting stuff into bags for carry-ons.
Brock and Misty must have their Pokeballs, because they're definitely not on their belts.
Yeah, for real. So they're going up the hill, and all of a sudden the compass stops working, and they all flip out. They're like, if the compass isn't working, how are we going to find our way? And Brock is like, don't panic. If the sun's up there, that's about 3 o'clock. According to my calculations, that means, what does that mean?
He's like, we're
lost.
And you get the classic Pokemon, Ash and Misty just fall out.
Oh, and Misty just loses her shit.
She's like, all right, you got us up this molehill, now get us off. And then Ash immediately has a good idea.
Yes.
Just no hemming and hawing, just immediately. He's like, I know the solution to this problem.
So, they had a mess up in this episode, by the way. I'm just going to throw that out there. And when Ash throws out his Pokeball and brings out Pidgeotto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a mess up with Pidgeotto later on in the episode, calling Pidgeotto Pidgeot. So
Are you sure about that? Because I could have sworn on good money that they said Pidgeot in the movie.
Yeah, well, so he throws out his Pokeball, and it's obvious that it's Pidgeotto.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're inside of the cave later on, which we'll get into, Pidgeotto clearly starts saying Pidgeot like multiple times, and you'll see when we get there, because it's actually in the subtitles. So
Brock tells Pidgeotto to, or Brock, Ash tells Pidgeotto to find a way off the mountain, and Pidgeotto flies up and up and up, clears the mountain to the point where we see green. Calls out and swoops back and is able to point in the direction that will get them off the mountain. And Ash is so proud of himself.
Oh, yeah, because he had a good idea for once. Ash is like, no sweat. We'll just keep going this way. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was like, we'll go this way. And, of course, with them going this way, just because Pidgeotto saw green does not tell you how far they're going to have to walk.
This is also true.
So it's at this point that we have a scene change, and we have James and Meowth freezing, wondering why the trio decided to come into the snow.
Had to come the cold way. And
they didn't have to come the cold way.
That's what they said. Yeah, they didn't, for sure. They, they could have figured something out.
Meowth threw out a joke saying that he feels like a catsicle.
Yeah, I didn't care for it. and, so James and Meowth are freezing, and Jessie is just having the time of her life.
What was the little song that she was singing?
Snow, I love it so. And I was immediately taken back to potentially watching this for the first, because that hit me, and I can't explain why. But I was like, I remember that song. And she says it brings back delicious memories. And Meow says, I think the snow's making Jesse's brain flaky.
So after this, and she's like, I'm totally serious, don't tell me you've never eaten snow before. And he's like, is there like a snow gas board? Because I guess that's what they called it.
Snogasbord.
Like, Snogasbord. There you go.
Yeah. Smash it together.
And she's like, it's one of the few cherished memories of my otherwise wretched childhood. Okay.
And I took issue with this. Yeah.
So here we go into story time with Jesse. And this just, it didn't hit right with me because, I mean, anytime she tells a story, her childhood was either good or it was just bad.
Right.
But this time it just happened to be good. She was in her hometown talking about how she loved the snow. Little Jesse is running and playing in the snow. She runs back inside. And her family would have a delicious snow, like snow in like a cup. And they had snow loaf with snow sauce, which sounds all sorts of disgusting.
For the people that for some reason aren't following along, it's supposed to be meatloaf.
Yes. A sampler of sushi snow rolls. So, I mean, you can imagine what that is. And then Ida snow potatoes with snow sour cream.
I kind of chuckled at the Ida snow potatoes. I'm not going to lie to you.
And for dessert, a bowl of your favorite snow pudding. Happy snow scoreboard.
Props to them for making it work, but I just can't imagine
someone putting this much work into snow,
right into snow, and then keeping it from melting as well, because it's in the house.
Yes. So, and then we go out of her flashback, and she's like, "There's nothing like snow cooking," and Meowth's like, "You gotta be joking." She's like, you mean your mother actually made meals out of snow? And she's like, we had to make ends meet, basically. So she's basically stating that she was poor.
I would like to correct you because we missed another zinger.
Oh, sorry.
Jesse didn't say home cooking. She said snowm cooking.
Oh, snowm cooking. And then she also said that snow food is low in fat and help me maintain my fabulous figure.
Meowth goes, well, at least it's all natural.
Oh, but she does come to say what the extra ingredient on the snow roll is. It's basically you take a big thing of snow, you make it into like you said, what? Like a meatloaf, Doug?
Like a meatloaf, yeah.
And then you take a dash of soy sauce and you put it on top and you eat it. And she's like, there's nothing like it. Of course, only freshly fallen snow will do.
But it's immediately bullshit because the soy sauce and its high salt content would melt the snow.
Yes, absolutely. Which I thought was just extremely funny.
Like immediately, I was like, what do we put down when it snows?
Doug, should we try this when we finally get snow back here in Illinois? I have a whole thing of soy sauce.
Apparently, it's got to be fresh.
Yes.
So if we don't catch it as it's falling, it's no good.
Okay, gotcha. And I got to make sure my dog doesn't piss in it.
Right. But you don't eat regular meatloaf.
Yeah, the fuck? Yes, I do.
Oh, that's the one thing he does eat.
I was about to say, I was like, I eat meatloaf at least once a week.
Chalk that up.
I eat that and pot roast.
And chicken.
And chicken.
Lots and lots of chicken.
Because I'm black. Black joke, everybody. Black
and
joke.
Apparently all the starch in Illinois.
Yes. Oh, stop it. Stop it. Doug is alluding to, we went to, it wasn't Chili's. It was
Denny's.
Denny's. And I had an appetizer of boneless chicken. And then as my actual meal, I had their new, what was it called?
It was plate-licking chicken.
Yeah, plate licking chicken. And it was two big, thick pieces of chicken that I couldn't even finish it because I had boneless buffalo chicken with extra two chicken breasts with mashed potatoes and red skin potatoes. And people are like, wait, that is a lot of starch. Yeah, well, nobody asked you. It was
No.
delicious. But all right, back to the cartoon, everyone. So,
So we get ready because James says we can head them off if we use the balloon. They Team Rocket gets their motto out, pretty much uninterrupted until the end, and then Meowth jumps up because he's panicking, and then we see why, because the balloon is floating away.
yes, the wind is taking the balloon. Oh, man. So we go straight from
Well,
that.
because the idiots started the flame on the balloon before they got in it.
Yes. So it just starts flying away. And I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that they've lost their balloon.
Well, this is also true.
I honestly didn't didn't they just lose their balloon a couple episodes ago where Ash took it in the Mr. Mime episode?
Yes. Yes, Ash completely jacked it. You're right.
So, all right. So we go straight from that back over to our trio, and it's now starting to snow.
Yeah.
And they're all confused because they're like, the weather was just clear. But Brock is like, the weather in these mountains is totally unpredictable.
Yeah, talk about unpredictable weather today, boy.
So,
On and off rain and little itty bitty tornado warnings and one good clap of thunder that shook the house and then nothing.
so from here, we flash back over to Team Rocket, a lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
And there, it seems like they were running after the balloon, but was not able to catch up with it. So at this time, they're panting, they're watching the balloon fly away into the mountains, and they're like, all of our food and supplies was in that balloon. And now it's starting to snow where they are too. So
And
now it's gonna start getting cold.
Jessie is just crouched down and she is staring at the snow as it's beginning to pile up. And she's just, it's just bad. It's to her and then it's to the snow and then it's to her and then it's to the snow. And then she says, with all the sincerity in the world, she says, James, meow. And they turn around and she's looking and she's like, and they're like, do you have a plan to get us out of here? And she, without looking up, serious as a heart attack, says, I can make snow rolls.
And then James and Meowth just
Just
flop
face plant, just,
right
oh.
into the snow. And it's at this point now where if they weren't cold to begin with, they're definitely cold now.
Oh, yeah. Because now you've got wet snow on your face.
And James looks up straight face and all and goes, I think I need something a little bit more substantial.
And Jessie has a brief second where she goes Super Saiyan, and she said, "There's a bottle of soy sauce on that balloon, and I can't make snow rolls Mama's way without soy sauce." And she goes trudging off to presumably catch that balloon. Which, if she caught the balloon, couldn't they just take the anyway?
Yes, but Meowth has a funny line and he's like, I think I'd rather catch up my on my snow rolls. Get it?
Yeah, and I honestly think that that would probably be a little better.
Yeah, because it wouldn't melt it right away.
Not right away, no.
But then we switch from them straight back to the trio with Pikachu, and now from it snowing just a second ago, they are in a complete blizzard.
Yeah, and Ash is just his head's down. He's willing to go. He's willing to go all night. And Brock and Misty are trying to get him to stop because
They're frozen.
we're in the middle of a blizzard. And Ash is like, but the trail has to be close. And Brock says, but the best thing to do in a snowstorm is to stay still and hunker down, let it pass over. And I just cannot get over the look of this snow as it's, because it looks like the screen's fuzzy.
Dude, don't even like when they were talking and when they're talking back and forth and the blizzard is going across their face, I don't even think their mouths close.
No.
Because it seems like they're using the same like filter going over the mouth, like the same like 2 milliseconds over and over again as they're just talking.
Yeah, and I think that's a product of, hey, this episode's going out in, 98, 99. Limited ability to pause. Nobody's going to catch it.
Yes.
But I was just watching it, and even when I was watching this originally on my phone, I was like, this looks horrible. And then, just like watching it now, it's like, well, it's not any better.
You're not wrong.
So Ash is eventually convinced to stop because it would be in his best benefit. So they're getting ready to dig a shelter for the night to let the storm pass over. And
And at this point, they kneel into the snow, and Pikachu falls out of Ash's arms from the wind and just starts blowing away.
how strong is his wing? Because Pikachu's got to be at least, I mean, I don't know. They never weighed Pikachu, but
His Pikachu has to be at least like 10, 15 pounds.
so, I mean, damn. And, Misty goes to follow Ash, and then Brock has to hold her back and say, if you go out there, we're all going to get lost. And, we see Ash, and he's trudging up, and the snow is basically up to his, shins.
Yes, he is now off the path in the middle of the mountain, in the middle of nowhere, everybody.
And he's trying to call for Pikachu, and
He trips.
he trips over, so he's covered in snow, and he's walking, he's calling for Pikachu, and then he just falls down into a freaking ravine
Yeah.
or whatever, and but then he hears Pikachu, and Pikachu is hanging by fingertips
How
on a
lucky
ledge.
is Ash right here to find
Almost, it's almost like it's a cartoon.
Pikachu? But yeah, Pikachu is literally holding on for his dear life. And
Pikachu has not had a good couple of weeks.
no, he has not.
Because it's just a couple of weeks away from being hanging over the mouth of a volcano.
So at this point, Ash sees Pikachu and he reaches over to grab Pikachu's hand. And Pikachu, with his other hand, reaches up to try to meet Ash's hand. But we're only 9 minutes and 30 seconds into this cartoon. So, of course, everybody, it's at this moment, their fingertips, they meet, and Pikachu drops. And Pikachu just starts falling and falling and falling all the way down this mountain. And then Pikachu's able to grab a hold of another piece of ice about maybe 10, 15 feet lower than where it was before. But at this point, Pikachu and Ash can no longer meet hands, Doug.
And so he immediately has a flash and he calls out Bulbasaur and he says, Bulbasaur, send down your Vine Whip to pull Pikachu up. And Pikachu grabs the vine with his free hand, and Ash says, now Pikachu, take your other hand And as soon as he does it, I don't know, does the vine slip?
As soon as Pikachu takes his arm off to put it onto the other vine, the wind just gusts right under Pikachu, then tossing Pikachu a lot lower than where it was. Why didn't Ash just tell Bulbasaur to use both of its vines and go and grab Pikachu?
Around the waist, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I don't know. Because, I mean, that's what ends up happening.
Yeah. But, all right, everybody. So we go straight from Pikachu starting to fall, and we get the Who's That Pokemon this week. And the Who's That Pokemon is Muk.
And why? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, because Muk's not even in next week's episode.
No, because Muk was introduced in Gringy City.
Yes.
And so, that was...
a while ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that one kind of strikes me as to why they picked Muk this week. But then we come back, and Doug, do you want to come back from commercial?
I'd love to get past Muk. So, Pikachu is tumbling down this mountain, and then Bulbasaur does what you suggested he should have done from Jump Street. And he takes down both of his vines and grabs Pikachu tightly around the waist. And Ash is able to pull Pikachu back up. And, you know, we're reunited and Ash is getting teary-eyed because he almost lost his Pokemon. And Bulbasaur is just sitting there like, I am the Swiss Army Knife. And...
and then once Pikachu gets back in Ash's arms, and it's at this point that Pikachu does his impression of Brock.
I didn't appreciate it. I did not appreciate at all.
Why not? That was funny.
I don't think you could do that today.
But Pikachu does its impression of Brock, closes its eyes, puts his hands up, and spikes the rest of his hair to remind Ash that they need to now get back up the mountain to find Brock and Misty.
So we cut to Ash trying to climb back up where he fell in the first place, and he's got Pikachu in his jacket, and obviously he can't do it because he's not wearing... gloves. You know, I'll say it again. He's not wearing hiking boots. He's not wearing, well, he's wearing gloves, but they're goddamn fingerless.
Yes.
You know, he's not wearing hiking equipment, so he's unable to do it. And he says, screw it. We got to dig shelter like Brock was suggesting.
This must hurt so bad to dig in this snow with no real snow gloves and in as thin of clothes as Ash is in.
And that's what he said. He said, well, this sucks. And then he's like, well, I got Charmander. So Charmander is able to use his flamethrower to melt a hole in essentially the wall. And
people are like, Charmander, doesn't he? Yes, we know he has a Charizard. he has a Charizard now, but this was... way back when Ash was basically abusing Charmander and only using him for...
a lighter.
Yes, a lighter. And again, right now, only using him to freaking... oh, I mean, he's using him for a good reason today, but there's a questionable thing that he ends up doing in this episode.
Right. So once they're in the cave, he calls out Squirtle and Bulbasaur to help Charmander and Pikachu and himself carry snow so they could block in the door so they can attempt to get warm.
Dude, I'm not even going to lie. Like, making a door like this would scare the mess out of me, because what is to stop that from freaking
collapsing?
Not even just collapsing. But what's to stop that door from freezing over? I mean, in real life, I don't think I would close it all the way that he did. But of course, he has Pokemon that can, and he has Charmander that can blow and melt all that. But as we see right now, Charmander volunteers to use its tail for heat inside of this cave, which I don't think is a good idea because Charmander can only put on so much heat, but they're around a bunch of snow that can collapse.
And at the little nudge of what looks like Bulbasaur, he increases his heat. He like goes up a notch, and so Bulbasaur, Squirtle, Pikachu, and Ash are around Charmander's flame, and then we cut to an actual honest to goodness igloo
Yes, with Team
and
Rocket.
Team Rocket and. Meowth has a little itty bitty. He has a lighter, but he calls it a candle.
Yeah. It looks like a candle.
Oh, I guess it is a birthday candle. I thought it was a lighter.
Yes.
But then that goes out because, of course, it does. But Jessie is happy as a clam because she has made snowballs. And. James once again has a underrated line. He says, "Well, I'm just not in the mood for frozen food."
And freaking Meowth brings up a bunch of burnt matches, and they each take one match that's already burnt out. And James has the bright idea of
Ah, the bright idea.
that if they sit here and they imagine that the matches are on fire, that it will keep them warm.
Now, you have to be honest with me.
Okay.
When you said imagine just now, did you do the SpongeBob hand signals?
I did not.
I think you're lying to me.
I would tell you, but no, I did not. I didn't even think of that.
I thought you did because the way you stretched out,
Imagination.
and that's how you said it. Like you stretched out imagine. I was like, he did the hand signal and everything. So Meowth is in a steaming hot springs.
Yes.
James is soaking up sun by a pool in 100-degree heat with no humidity.
And they're falling asleep.
And Jessie is in a desert surrounded by space heaters wearing winter clothes. And she says, "I wish I had an air conditioner." And like you said, and then Jessie snaps out of it, and James and Meowth are out like lights, and she starts smacking them around
I'd
because
be pissed.
bro, she's right though.
No, she's 100% right, but you know how cold it is and how their cheeks probably are right now, and she's sitting there
Oh.
smacking the mess out of me.
Yeah, in all honesty, those cheeks should probably have split open.
Yes. And Meowth wakes up and he's like, I can't find my rubber ducky in the bath. And James and Meowth are falling back asleep, and she's like, wake up or you'll freeze. Open your eyes, jump up and down, just stay awake. And
And then we go back to
Ash.
Ash and his Pokemon, and everybody's having a gay old time, and
He's hoping that Misty and Brock are okay wherever they are, and then we see Charmander's flame is starting to go out.
it's starting to go out basically to the level it was that night in the rainstorm when they found him on the rock,
Yeah.
and Charmander's sweating, and he says, "Charmander, you need to get back in your Pokeball and rest." And Charmander doesn't want to do it because Charmander wants to do his part. But then Ash is like, "You need to conserve your energy." And
Why was he holding the Pokeball upside down?
yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they caught that. I just caught it now. I mean, it's definitely upside down. It wasn't even like a one frame mistake.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely upside down. And then, so Ash says, "Come to think of it," it's probably pretty warm in the Pokeballs, so he basically forces Bulbasaur and Squirtle into theirs, even though they don't want to go. And then, you know, once they're safely tucked away, he says, "All right, Pikachu, you got to go as well." And Pikachu just wants no part of it. He just jumps into Ash's arms and hungers down.
Yeah, Ash is like, "You want to stay out here and keep me warm." And, okay, nothing against this heartwarming moment.
Oh, it's bullshit.
It's complete bullshit. You forced your other three Pokemon back into their Pokeball, but you're not going to force Pikachu back into his Pokeball to keep him safe?
Well, look, if Pikachu wasn't going to go into a Pokeball when they were being attacked by Spearow and Pharaoh in the first episode, he's not going to go in now.
Yeah, you're not wrong. So, Ash, we flash forward to what seems to be probably like another hour or two into the night. Storm is still brewing, and Ash and Pikachu are hugging each other in the corner of the cave that Charmander has made for them. And Pikachu looks like he's falling asleep, and Ash looks down at his Pokeballs, and he goes, "I hope my Pokemon are warm enough inside of their Pokeballs."
And he takes off his jacket, and he essentially tucks the Pokeballs in to his jacket.
Like an idiot.
I mean, come on, what are we doing here? I mean, have we established that the Pokemon can hear in the Pokeballs?
Yes.
So, realistically, they probably can feel the elements to some degree.
But I'm sure they're a lot warmer inside of those balls than they would be out in the cold.
Right.
But at this moment, we keep getting flashes of the front of the cave where they blocked off the wind from being able to come in, where the door is.
Mm.
And we keep seeing a little spot is like poking in, and then all of a sudden it just breaks. And in comes a bunch of snow with the wind.
So Ash, completely not thinking at all, just goes and sits in front of it.
It's so cold, he says.
He's just getting blasted with cold air, essentially right up his ass. And now he's, you know, now he's getting serious mode. He said, "Pikachu, you got to go in your Pokeball." And Pikachu wants nothing to do with the Pokeball. And Ash says, "I'm going to be okay as long as you're okay." And, you know,
he's like, "Get in your Pokeball."
He's like, "That's an order." And Pikachu just not having any of it. And then all of a sudden, all of Ash's Pokemon, Pidgeotto included, break out of theirs, and we just have a big old group huddle.
Yes.
And
which Pidgeotto might not be a bad idea when it comes to trying to keep warm during the snowstorm.
No, because she's got her wings basically around Ash's neck, like probably at the right position.
Yes.
And Ash is just, "Oh, my friends." And he just kind of, and then, yeah, you're right. Pidgeotto straight up says Pidgeot. It even says Pidgeot in the caption.
Yes.
So
I just wanted to throw that out there. Just a small hiccup in the Pokemon world.
And then, you know, Ash is, he's so emotional. He says, "We're all going to be cold together." Basically, we're all going to die together, which is irresponsible. Yes. If he was a good trainer, they would have listened to him when they put him in his Pokeballs. But
and then we
here
get,
they are.
And then we get close-up shots of every single Pokemon and their face being happy, huddled up against Ash, because why not? I mean, we need 20 seconds of close-ups because this episode has nothing else.
And then we fade to morning, and the sun is coming over the ridge, and Charmander is hitting flamethrower on the door, and they're stepping out into the crisp morning air, and Ash says it's beautiful. And then Brock and Misty and Onyx are on the top of the ridge. And we have a nice little reunion. Onyx goes down to pick up Ash and the Pokemon.
And Brock and Misty look like they just had like a great night.
And Ash comes out and says, "How'd you get through the storm?" And basically, Onyx dug into an underground hot spring.
So they had hot water and everything all night. And they actually said that they were pretty comfy.
Ash was like, "Well, I wasn't. I was basically dead. My ass still hasn't recovered." And then Ash says, "Oh, by the way, look what we found." And they have Team Rocket's balloon.
Yes.
And Brock says, "It's out of fuel, but I know how to fix it." And he calls out Vulpix. And, you know, Vulpix basically uses flamethrower to re-inflate the basket.
Yes.
And then they
steal it.
They steal it again.
And from here, we see Team Rocket pinching each other on the cheeks, keeping themselves awake. And then they see their balloon and they're like, "Look up, it's our balloon." And they start running. So they keep and they run off a cliff and they drop into what looks like could have been the hot spring that Misty and Brock was in the entire night.
And they say, "Hey, Meow, this is what you were wishing for." And, you know, we get, looks like Team Rocket's warming up again. And Ash says, "Did you hear that?" And Misty says, "I didn't hear anything." And, you know, they come over the last ridge of the mountain and they're looking at a nice green town.
And we don't know what town that is because it's never mentioned.
Still never said.
So I'm sure if we did some digging to find out what town they were in the Porygon episode, we can find out what town they were going to next. But
right.
But yeah, we go straight over to the narrator. The narrator is taking us out, and he's like, "I wonder if Team Rocket ever made it out of the mountain." And we go over to them, and it's funny because Team Rocket is still in the hot spring, but they're getting too hot. And then when they stand up, they get too cold. So yeah. they're in kind of a predicament right now where they either need to get out of this hot spring or just stay in it to stay warm for at least for right now. But the hot spring is too hot.
And Meowth says, "I'm going to end up with hot feet and a head cold." And that's where we end this week's episode.
Yes. So Doug, on a scale, what do you give this on your Dougometer?
It's about a 2.5, and I'm being generous.
Yeah, I'll give it about a 2 this week. There was no progression. This was as filler can be. We could have taken or left this episode. It didn't really matter in my book.
Well, no, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. They could have completely skipped this and we wouldn't have missed nothing.
Yes, exactly. So that was this week's episode. But here we go. I do have a Pokemon pack to open. A special treat to everybody. I'm on to some new Pokemon packs. And yes, I will go back to Chilling Rain at some point. But I do have a bunch of new Evolving Skies packs.
Ooh.
That I'm getting ready to open. And I know we're at the time of this episode dropping, the new Pokemon box set is getting ready to come out. But as of right now, Evolving Skies is brand new here in September. So let's go ahead and open up this Pokemon pack. All right. So from here, I'm going to do the card trick. I'm not going to lie. I got the black code card, which means that this might be a dud pack. So Doug, what energy card am I about to look at?
Lightning energy.
Bing, bing, bing. Good job. All right, so I have a lightning energy. I have a Floet, a Shelgon, a Fletchender, a Mareep, a Zora, Tentacool, a Hoppet, a Denio. My reverse holo is a Bagon, and my rare is an Ampharos. Non-holo. So yes, it was kind of a dud pack. There's a lot more cards that I can be getting in these packs. I have 72 Evolving Sky packs because I have two box sets upstairs. So we will see what kind of cards I will be getting. I will be switching it up, but for right now, this week, I have the Evolving Skies. Doug?
Sounds good.
All right. So do you have anything else to add for this week, my man?
I don't believe so.
All right. Well, if that's it, then go ahead and say your goodbye, Doug.
Goodbye, Doug.
And this is Wrestling Chris G telling all of you we go back to our regular broadcasting episodes after these past few weeks with Showdown at the Poke Corral, which is next week's episode. So don't miss next week's episode, and we will see you next week. Have a good night, everybody.